Conservative? You bet. Controversial? Right again. It's time to squabble on the Jim Benson Show.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of the Jim Benson Show. Conservative news and commentary addressing the issues that concern you here on the BBS radio and television network. As usual, we have a lot of video material to present today, so I'll keep my narrative to a minimum since I'm sure you'd rather watch the videos than my ugly mug hair. And also, as usual, to save time, I'm going to play all these five video clips together back to back and without commentary, except briefly here before playing them, and a few comments after playing them. The first three clips are segments from The Alex Jones Show on his embattled website, Infowars.com. He is one of my, as you know, if you watch the show, one of my favorite commentators. And Infowars.com is about to be sold at auction and possibly shut down, I believe, after a previous auction was rejected by a judge who was suspicious of how it was being conducted. This all stems from a years-long legal battle over a defamation lawsuit Alex Jones says was paid for by Democratic Party and deep state operatives, probably with our tax dollars, as we're finding out again and again. Much of the left's operations have been being funded by of the U.S. government tax dollars. The suit stems from Alex Jones allegedly questioning that the infamous Sandy Hook, Connecticut school massacre of some years ago actually happened. Jones has said all he did was pass along information from someone who claimed the massacre was a hoax, and that Jones personally believes that the incident really did happen. The suit resulted in Jones and Infowars being found liable for an incredible $1.4 billion in damages, which will likely lead to the shutting down of Infowars, unless it's sold to people who want to keep it going. However, Jones is already well established with his new Alex Jones network on X.com, and his broadcast should continue, although possibly without the use of the name Infowars, depending on what happens here in the next few weeks and months. The first clip is from the Alex Jones Show, March 26, and features discussion of the wave of attacks on Tesla properties, vehicles, and owners, which are seemingly being cheered on by much of the political left, as Tesla and SpaceX owner Elon Musk and his team continue to uncover staggering waste and corruption in federal government operations and programs, benefiting, of course, the communist-oriented Democratic Party and its host of allied left-wing non-governmental organizations, or NGOs, and their overseas counterparts and connections. The second and third video clips are segments from the March 20 Alex Jones Show, in which Jones discusses more current events and tries to tie it all together with what Jones sees as a vast worldwide network of elites operating in the shadows, but exercising enormous power over world affairs. I have to say I agree with him, and there's more and more evidence from it, evidence confirming it, at least for me. Jones has been talking about all this for years, and much of what he said has been proven true, in my opinion, certainly. Hence the deep state's need and fervent desire to shut down his operations and silence Jones forever. The fourth video is from a recent edition of Life, Liberty, and Levin on Fox with host Mark Levin, who decades ago served as chief of staff for U.S. Attorney General Edwin Meese in the Reagan administration. Levin talks about the Democratic Party's raging at President Trump and his team, including Musk, and their threats earlier this month to shut down the government because of their opposition to the new budget proposed by the Republican majority in Congress. And this being done as President Trump and his team, including Musk, who are daily exposing and shutting off funding for all the globalist communist madness the leftists embrace and have been using to try to take over and destroy America as we have known it, while at the same time many of them becoming fabulously wealthy. Lastly, Dr. Steve Turley on his YouTube show, I think March 16, explains how the political left uses the tactic of projection to accuse their enemies, that's you and me, of doing what, in fact, the left is doing in its attempt to tear apart and collapse America and force us into a totalitarian dictatorship and slave state known among the globalist elites as the Great Reset, and which has been talked about for years by the World Economic Forum, globalist elitist club, and others. Without further ado, let's start the videos.
I wonder if any folks are going to come back here at night and firebomb this place.
And all I want to see happen on my birthday is for Elon to be taken down. Yes.
Your words have consequences. And what happened after she said that about Elon Musk, she's a Texan in her own home state. After she said that, this morning, three explosive devices were found in Austin, Texas.
We're here live on the scene at the Tesla dealership, where earlier today, an incendiary device, a homemade bomb, was discovered having been planted. And of course, this is typical or in line or as predicted by InfoWars.
I wonder if any folks are going to come back here at night and firebomb this place.
Crazy that we were here just a little over a week ago with Alex Jones, and he literally predicted to a guy blocking the road for us to even leave, a protester, that they were going to try to firebomb this place. And 8-9 days later, that's exactly what happened at the very location that we were at 9 days ago. I mean, Alex Jones was right.
Damaging a personal vehicle does not affect Elon. If anything, it's giving him more money to fix the vehicle that you damaged. Quite a lot of damage. He keyed this side as well, which, as you can see, this side, it even looks like it affected above the tire. This is a lot more damage.
This comes less than a week after a possible arson at a Tesla dealership in Kansas City.
So for this to be happening in Kansas, of all places, is super shocking.
Things spiraled out of control when a white SUV followed her and cut her off, stopping in the middle of the road.
He gets out and walks straight up to my door. Window. So I cracked my window and I said, what is the problem? He goes, you need to sell your car. This is a Nazi car. You're driving it. You need to sell your car.
It's just that they're just told you're bad. They're told you're evil. And then they just see you and they just feel good and they're going to get in your face. And so now all these people, they're swatting people's families. They're swatting crew members' families here. They don't want to talk about it. Now the FBI is investigating. Now they're making arrests of people burning down the Tesla factories and charging them with federal crimes. So these people doing this need to understand you're going to get in trouble. You're going to go to jail. But they're so enraged. They're so angry. They're so brainwashed. And they think that they are the good guys.
Do I want to get Elon Musk out of politics? Yeah, the world's richest man, the most influential in history, is now calling the shots.
What has he done that really bothers you?
He's arrogant, drugged up, naive.
Welfare man, you're on your candid camera. You are. You got nothing better to do? You jealous? You jealous of the man? Is that it? Jealous loser. No, you're not. You're a communist, anti-American loser. You're jealous of success. That's what you are. Losers, communist, Marin County bums. Yes, you are. You're a loser. Why do you hate Musk? Why do you hate Musk? So what? You're a self-righteous moron.
God, I love Michael Savage.
No, I won't be quiet. Who the hell do you think you are, you loser?
Get him on the show, guys.
You're gonna go
I beg him
Tesla
all the time.
Now?
He loves me, but he won't come on. But he'll go out and scream at these.
Go Tesla. Go ahead.
These scumbags.
Show what great people you are. Folks, you see the faces of losers? These self-righteous communists? They call themselves patriots. They are the poison of the earth.
You were recently on a Tesla takedown call, yeah, well, calling for violence on the 29th.
To be here, right?
Would you like to clarify your comments?
Good luck.
As you can see.
Congressman, will you condone violence as a Tesla?
Investigators say someone shot out his driver's side window with a BB gun as he drove through the town of Zebulon late Sunday night.
We have a family. We got kids, you know, so who knows if that would have gone through and I was driving
it's
my kids.
It's terrorism.
My buddy or something.
And they're just getting started.
Threats against the electric car brand.
The full report is on Real Alex Jones on Axe. We'll be right back to start the full show in 60 seconds.
We'll join our regularly scheduled program after these messages.
Ah, that's better. Over 400 incredible designs of Patriot apparel, ball caps, T-shirts, hoodies, sweaters, everything at thealexjonesstore.com. But there's other stuff like this. Limited edition, highest quality stainless steel, razor sharp, upgraded 2025 version of the World War II trench knife with the brass knuckles, the skull crusher, and it's got InfoWars laser etched on as well. It's incredible. It's a memento of the fight we're in right now, and I thank you all for your support, but everybody wants to get this. We've had a few of these in the past with other designs, and they sell out quickly, so get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Now, back to our program.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, it is Wednesday, March 26, 2025. I am your host, Alex Jones. We're now going into day 65, right at this minute. 65 days ago, President Trump was sworn in at 12:06 noon Eastern Time, 11:06 Central. Thank you so much for joining us today. All right. For me, the big news is Trump's executive orders and actions yesterday afternoon are the most devastating yet. And last week, he partially or totally abolished 18 agencies, including the Department of Education. But Trump's moving so fast. Normally, you know, 10 years ago, if a president did something like that, it would be the top story. The left would be battling with everything they've got. But they're so overwhelmed, they don't know what to do. The executive order on election integrity, I've read it repeatedly, I'm going to go over here, is incredible. And it just dismantles the giant Democrat Party election theft machine. Then he declassified all of the Crossfire Hurricane documents and the FBI's own internal investigation that was a whitewash, admitted it was a total fabrication, and that they had the signals intel of Hillary Clinton and Elias, her lawyer, knowing it was a fraud when Trump got the nomination in July of 2016 in Cleveland, Ohio. I was there, right there in front row. It was amazing. And they even testified to Congress, the special counsel, Durham, that it was totally fabricated. And we've known that since day one. Trump's a Russian agent like he's an Easter bunny on PCP. And, of course, I've been investigated as a Russian agent. That's now been declassified. It's just horse crap. Absolute horse crap. We're the Americans. We're the patriots. The damn Democratic Party's completely sold out to any foreign country or group that'll give them money. They're vending machines. They're not Russian or Chinese agents. They're just mercenaries they're whores is what they are. Parasites. And they got some like Mitch McConnell and others that are on the Chi-Com payroll, but not many. No. And all the espionage investigations with sex operatives and everything else, they couldn't get one person in Trump's orbit to ever take money from the Russians, including myself. And I knew it was the FBI, so I went to the FBI and said, stop it, and filed a report with them, with my lawyers. So it just goes on and on and on and on and on. And now we're going to get into all that and the other executive orders and new ones today. And just, it's amazing. And the big enchilada, it's been known for a long time, but now it's out in the open. 39 million Social Security numbers being used by illegal aliens to defraud the system. And Obama signed executive orders where the Social Security Administration cannot investigate if a number's being used by someone fraudulently. And I'll show you the act. I'll show the executive order. Hell, we got the video of Obama when he signed it. I mean, this is clearly to make way for total fraud. And here's the key. The Democrat Party and their other NGOs, voting right groups, they then use these Social Security numbers. Sometimes they'll put, in some cases, there's thousands of people on one. They don't give the illegal aliens the money. A lot of illegals know that they can't be checked, so they do it too. I mean, I remember articles in the local paper back when Obama first did this where one house had $60-something million in fraudulent tax rebate, tax return money sent to it. And then members of the Texas, members of Congress from Texas were calling for investigation. That's just one story from my memory. I've got a bunch of the new ones here today, but it's just, this is massive. So Trump comes out with Elon and they say, well, we're going to sign another executive order where you've got to either digitally prove who you are and get on a phone with somebody, or you've got to come in the Social Security Administration. They go, oh, they want to make old people do this. They can't do it. No, there's a provision. Your family, if they can see that your family or spouse, they can go in. And there's provisions for the nursing home representative can come do it, and who they are and their photo ID. And we represent Mrs. Johnson or Mrs. Sanchez or Mr. Jones or Mr. Chow or whoever it is. And don't do that. No, God, it's evil. And $2.2 trillion has been found in just the last 4 years. Did you hear me right? Remember, this came out a month ago, of fraudulent Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security payments to Europe to, quote, crime rings, but it's globalist feeder groups, so they have plausible liability, it's come out. And it just is emblematic of the massive total fraud, and that's just one level. Then you've got what we already discovered in the last 3 weeks, blip on the radar. Not a blip here, we keep going back to it. $375 billion of the $1 trillion in Biden's green initiative deals and congressional packages that Podesta was put over, and they handed it out to NGOs and Democrats. I mean, just one microcosm. Stacey Abrams, 3 years ago, was given $2.2 billion. And then she goes on CNN and MSNBC and goes, yeah, of course, it fights climate change to get people to vote. Because when we vote in Democrats, we're going to fight climate change. Just hiding it in plain view with that big, dumb smile on her face. I mean, of course they're fighting crazy. Of course they're burning down Tesla dealerships and attacking Tesla owners and shooting up their vehicles. Of course, that's all they've got. Oh, and Tesla stock has rebounded 30%, and it's still going up, 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 up. Because terrorism doesn't work long term. And if you appease terrorists, what do you get? More terror. You don't negotiate with terrorists.
Tomorrow's news today.
It's Thursday, March 20th, 2025. I am your host, Alex Jones. We are entering the 59th day of the new Trump presidency and the battle to retake our country. The war to retake our country has entered the most important phase, the heart of the fight. Well, each day is a quickening. Each day is an acceleration. Each day is more insane than the last. And a lot of the public are kind of getting punch drunk to it. The left have just gotten more rabid and more insane in their death throes with their big corporate controllers around the world. But Trump is doing everything possible with incredible momentum and energy he can, but he is not God. Far from it. We just have so many amazingly positive developments to go over here today. Trump is set to sign an executive order to eliminate the Department of Education today. That, of course, will create a huge battle because it was created by Congress, but he has authority to basically end all the funding itself. So it'll be a skeleton. There'll be some remnant, but not much. New York State Democrats said illegal aliens can't vote. Remember, for decades, oh, they're not voting, but they were, and they are. They go, oh, just local elections, just state elections. You know, almost all those elections, 90%+, it's like 98%, only special elections locally are ever only the illegals voting. No, they vote in all of them. They bust them in. They do it publicly. They give them Social Security numbers. And it's totally illegal. And now the Democrats know it's all being investigated and exposed. They're getting ready to remove it. That's another big positive thing. I've got scores of breaking news with big corporations from Disney to Budweiser to many others. Just in the last 24 hours coming out and saying we're pulling all the, quote, pride funding. And it's not pride that two dudes can marry or two chicks can marry. That was just the litmus test. That was the dam breaking. No, pride means Satanism, rape children, cut children's genitals off. And so all that stuff's getting pulled. Planned Parenthood shutting down offices all over the country. Now that all the USAID and EPA, hundreds of billions a year they're getting, are being cut off. I'm talking about all their systems. Trump's real power was cutting the oxygen off, the blood. The bureaucracy's all dug in and snake-like, and law firms and PR firms and intelligence operations, but boom, 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 boom. And you have federal judges have done more injunctions against President Trump than in 250-year history of all other injunctions against presidents. Because they always get overturned. They're just pure bull. And that shows their desperation, not their strength. That's all coming up. But if you look at the headline on X for the show today, federal judge clears the way to close InfoWars. I told everybody that we hadn't won yet. I told everybody that the deep state's deep. That's why it's called deep. But for me, it's all about just fighting and never backing down and never surrendering and leaving it all in the field. And shutting this operation down will completely blow up in their face at a massive level, because I've only begun to fight and so have you. So here's what's going on. China was a vassal of Europe for the last few hundred years. And there was a puppet system in there. And at the end of World War II, the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers went and funded Mao Zedong and put him in charge in 1949. In Russia, the globalists, proto-globalists, British intelligence, had done the funded Lenin in the October Revolution, 1917. So that was their project, too. Then they used the threat of that to build up a police state here. And it was when Joseph McCarthy figured that out that then they went after him and destroyed him in the media. They were happy to say, oh, there's Russians, there's communists. But when he discovered that the Pentagon was actually funding Russia and it was all the big banks, he went, whoa. And that's on the congressional record. So now we fast forward, fall of the Soviet Union, the globals were looting it. They thought they had it under control. Putin was able to get in, kicked most of them out, stopped all their DEI, stopped all their anti-human crap. But in the meantime, NATO rolled up and took over all the countries around them and staged coups and has all these weapons on their border. NATO and the EU are a conglomerate of the old money of Europe and what's left of the Austrian-Hungarian Empire after World War I and World War II under the Bilderberg Agreement with what's left of the British Empire and the new American Empire that was put at the center of that control system. And this is in all the big historical books and things. It's not even debated. The public doesn't understand this. NATO is the biggest child trafficking group with the EU. They're the biggest narcotics traffickers next to the CIA. I mean, they're just as bad as it gets. And they needed a reason to expand globally, not just continue. So they've said their business model is continued war with Russia, which is insane and dangerous. Then they can use that by saying anybody that's opposed to their policies is a Russian agent to take their rights away, like you've seen them do here. And so the CIA started getting busted in the 60s, 70s, and 80s running its own clandestine operations. This came out in the senatorial Frank Church committee hearings in the 70s. And so they were already working with the Marshall Plan Corporation, that is the OECD, the Organization of Economic Cooperative Development. And that's over the International Bank of Settlements, and that's the clearinghouse over the International Banking Consortium that owns the main central banks of Europe, the UK, and owns the controlling stock in the private Federal Reserve. So they had that beachhead in 1913. They were merging us with the British Empire after that. But those are the policies of that conglomerate that have sold out America, sold out the people of Europe, opened the borders up, brought in all these illegal aliens, the DEI, the deindustrialization program to get the West poor and under their control, the Great Reset. And so the CIA is openly getting its funding out of the OECD that set up the unelected EU Commission that set up NATO. The first group at the end of World War II set up is the OECD. Then the OECD sets up NATO, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. The OECD is at the heart of the funding and setting up the UN with Rockefeller and Rothschild money. It's all on record. And so the OECD funds and gives the intelligence to a great extent to the CIA for their clandestine operations. But then the real way you find yourself is you get control of the government by penetrating the cabinets. That's their political arm, the WEF. It's got co-powers with the UN now as of 2 years ago. And they go into our federal agencies, put their people in, and then get trillions every year funneled back into all their different operations around the world. And they use the drug dealing money, the human trafficking money, the government money, to go out and buy up corporations, companies, propaganda operations, all of it.
Look at this from the Daily Beast. Democrats' civil war erupts with screaming and primary threats behind closed doors over the government shutdown or not shutdown. So in other words, in the Democrat Party, the Stalinists and the Trotskyites are fighting each other. You see, ladies and gentlemen, the Democrat Party believes a government shutdown is great when they think it's to their political advantage. They wanted the government shutdown to get at Trump. They don't care if you suffer. They don't care if the country suffers. That's quite beside the point, which brings me to the point of my opening statement. Political manipulation. The manipulation of we the people. Let me give you some examples. Democrat after Democrat went on TV, stated that the Republicans and President Trump want to destroy Social Security and Medicare. They've been doing it all week. It's a flat-out lie. But they say it over and over again, without challenge. Elon Musk found $50 to $100 billion every year that's lost in Social Security due to fraud. They won't eliminate that, which will help save Social Security. Yet both programs, according to their trustees, are headed for bankruptcy. So nothing will be done about either of them until they collapse, quite frankly, which will create an immense shock to our system. Why? Because the Democrat Party will not allow it, because they will propagandize about it. Democrat after Democrat has gone on TV and stated that the Republicans are gutting Medicaid. That's a flat-out lie, but they say it over and over again without challenge. Medicaid is being used by illegal aliens and physically and mentally fit people who are capable of working at least 20 hours a week, but refuse to do so. They're draining the Medicaid system and should be removed. That's not gutting Medicaid, but the Democrats say it is. They're lying. They're manipulating. Democrat after Democrat has gone on TV, stated that the president and Republicans want to cut taxes for billionaires. Now, why would they want to cut taxes for billionaires? Is that a popular thing to do? Will that get them more votes? It's a flat-out lie, but they say it over and over again without challenge. Eliminating taxes on tips, Social Security benefits, and overtime are not tax cuts for billionaires. Across-the-board income tax cuts are tax cuts for all taxpayers, not tax cuts for billionaires. Slashing the corporate tax rate to 15% for businesses that locate in the United States or already in the United States, that's not a tax cut for billionaires. But the Marxist class warfare claptrap is a favorite of the Democrats, and without it, they wouldn't know what to say. And so that's their fallback position. But it's a lie. It's intended to manipulate you. Class warfare. Democrat after Democrat told us that the border was secure. Then they told us that, well, it wasn't secure, so we need bipartisan immigration reform legislation. Otherwise, it can't be secured. That was a flat-out lie, but they said it over and over again without challenge. President Trump has now secured the border. He's effectively secured the border after a few weeks in office. He did not change a single law, nor was any new law passed or needed. What was needed was a new president using executive orders and enforcing existing law. But that didn't stop them from saying it. Democrat after Democrat told us that Joe Biden was sharp, that they had spoken with him, and they could vouch for his mental acuity. That was a flat-out lie, but they said it over and over and over again, again without challenge, meaning from the media. Democrat after Democrat tell us that the president, President Trump, is a dictator and a tyrant. That's a flat-out lie. He's never violated the Constitution. He complies with every single court order. And since when does a dictator or a tyrant reduce his own power? That is, reduce the power of the central government, reduce its size, reduce its reach. President Trump is cutting the bureaucracy, cutting spending, cutting the debt, cutting regulations, and cutting taxes, all intended to empower the people, the private sector, and give authority back to the states. That's a funny way for a dictator and a tyrant to act, don't you think? Democrat after Democrat accuses the Republicans of being extremists and bigots. That's a flat-out lie, but they say it over and over again without challenge. Actually, the Democrat Party is the home to the radicals and the extremists, the bigots and the kooks. It's the home to Bernie Sanders and AOC. I would call them Marxists, if not Stalinists, and many others who are Marxists. That is, they reject America's founding, the Constitution, capitalism, and so forth. It is the home to scores of anti-Semites like Tlaib and Omar, who are openly bigoted and support the worst kind of genocidal maniacs. And of course, it openly declares for the fundamental transformation of our country. Well, what the hell is that? The Constitution doesn't allow it, but they support it. That's right. They defend the Hitler Youth at Columbia University and on all our other college campuses. That's right. They claim they have a First Amendment right to victimize Jews. It aligns itself with groups like CARE, a Hamas-connected front group. Who are the radicals? Who are the bigots? This manipulation undermines our republic. It is a perversion of an open society, of democratic ideals, of speech and debate. It deceives, distracts, confounds the public. Decisions are not made based on knowledge and real debate. We, the people, are denied the facts and the truth from which to make judgments and decisions, to challenge politicians and governmental officials. And this is now the nature and character of public debate in our country. And like it or not, the main practitioners of manipulation are, in fact, the American Marxists and their media. The point is that we, the people, when it comes to politics and public discourse, the Democrat Party and the media, which control most of the culture, we are mostly dealing with a ruling class that promotes propaganda, pseudo-events, distractions, and false narratives, which is antithetical to a healthy, well-functioning republic. It denies we, the people, facts and information required to make both individual and collective decisions. It is intended to control that which we believe, how we think. And this is how autocracies function. This is how they use language and control thought. That is, this is how they manipulate the public. Look at our colleges and universities. They've become Marxist, Islamist, indoctrination mills. That they were supposed to be the centers of free speech, academic freedom, and knowledge. They're the opposite. Look at public schools these days. They become petri dishes for anti-Americanism, radical woke ideologies, sexual perversion, and the war on the nuclear family and parental control. Look at our media. It's mostly a monopolistic propaganda operation for the Democrat Party and the radical left and big centralized government. There's little free about it. It has been devoured into the D.C. power vortex. Look at this absurd debate about the government shutdown. The Democrats have argued for years that a government shutdown will destroy our civilization. Today, they argue that a government shutdown was an imperative to save our civilization. That is, to save the government, we must shut it down. That is a party that will say and do anything for power, even if it's utterly contradictory and nonsensical. But you can better understand now, I think, why these people hate President Trump, Elon Musk, our next guest, Mike Johnson, and most of you. They and you are the real resistance. You refuse to be brainwashed. You refuse to buy into their tyranny. You refuse to abandon your God-given senses, your morality, your principles. You refuse to join them in the fundamental transformation of America. You are the real resistance. We, the people. President Trump is the real resistance. It is he and you who stand between their tyranny and our freedom.
I'm worried that Trump is on the edge of creating a civil war. He alluded to it more than once. He alluded to the fact that if he did not get reelected, that there could be a civil war. What does Trump expect? Oh, I believe he expects violence. I believe he expects confrontation. I believe he's working toward a civil war. We're not going to get goaded.
But first, King, did you know? That's, of course, Maxine Waters, Mad Max, Congress's resident borderline illiterate, who at the same time is setting a new standard for cringeworthy wigs. I don't know what the deal is with that. She's claiming that Trump is the one who's trying to incite a civil war. Now, keep in mind, while she's given that press conference, this is what's happening over at Trump Tower in New York City. Well, that's, of course, pro-Palestinian radicals protesting the deportation of Mahmoud Khalil, a 30-year-old far-left activist from Syria who's leading protests and that ended up shutting down Columbia University. He's about to get deported. Now, there are two fascinating interrelated dynamics that are operative here that will help us understand the connection between Mad Max Waters and the frenzied hysteria of these protesters. If you ever wondered why it always seems to be the left that's protesting, I think this is going to help you make sense of it. First and foremost, you know what Maxine Waters is doing there when she accuses Trump of trying to incite a civil war. I mean, think about the absurdity of that, the ironic absurdity. You know what that's called, right? We talk about it a lot on this channel. It's called projection. That's Maxine Waters projecting onto Trump what she herself is trying to incite, as proven by what her fellow far left lunatics were doing in Trump Tower. Now, projection is a key tactic of the left. You might want to just kind of take some notes on this. You might want to go back and revisit this portion of the video because I think it's going to help you in some of your conversations with your more left-wing friends, family, and so forth. Projection is a key tactic of the left. Olavo de Carvalho, God rest his soul, the late great Brazilian political philosopher who spent his life studying Marxists, he noted, I actually had the honor of interviewing him, he noted that projection is a key tactic of the left. So if you've noticed yourself sort of scratching your head, wondering how leftists always seem to accuse others of the very sins they commit, well, there you go. Part of being initiated into leftist activism is learning how to rhetorically project. And the twisted genius of projection is that it allows the accuser, the projector, to admit the crime without admitting to the crime. Write that down, because that's key to getting why the radical left always uses projection. It allows them to admit the crime without admitting to the crime. So the accuser openly admits that there are all these terrible things that are happening: violence, hysteria, civil unrest, vandalism, discord, and the like. All these things are indeed happening to our nation. Yes, you can believe your own eyes. Projection allows them to admit that. But at the same time, that projection deliberately deflects attention away from the accuser, who happens to be the one perpetuating all these crimes. So everyone sees the murdered body lying on the floor, as it were. And what the projector does is they admit the murder happened, but don't admit to the murder, even though in point of fact, the projector is the one who committed it. The projector is the murderer. And of course, instead, what they do is they try to pit the murder that they committed onto someone else. So it's admitting, projection is admitting the crime without admitting to the crime. Projection is a blatant attempt to get away with murder, or in this case, civil violence, civil unrest. Projection enables Democrats to admit that our democracy and our Constitution are indeed being torn to shreds, but without admitting to it, that they're the ones doing it. And Mad Max is a master of that pernicious deception of projection. But the key to the deception is that projection is also a key characteristic of what we call psychopaths. Now, again, this is exactly what Olavo de Carvalho concluded. Left-wingers are fundamentally psychopaths, at least their leaders are. And psychopaths commonly use projection as a deliberate way to manipulate and deceive others. And when psychopaths like Mad Max and Chuck Schumer and AOC command a sizable following, like their left-wing constituency, that following ends up becoming completely hysterical. They're intentionally whipped up into a delirious frenzy. And that's the second dynamic that we're seeing here, this sort of interrelated dynamic that we're seeing operative. There is an inextricable link between the psychopathic projection of a Maxine Waters and the frenzied hysteria that we see whipped up among these far left protesters. That frenzy, that mass hysteria, is precisely what happens when populations are led by psychopaths. We saw it in the Soviet Union. We saw it in Eastern Europe. And I would argue that this is precisely what's behind TDS, Trump Derangement Syndrome. A lot of people don't understand TDS. But I think the key to understanding TDS is that it is precisely the kind of mass hysteria that is provoked, that is intentionally whipped up by the manipulating deceptions of unhinged psychopaths like Mad Max. And so all of this is to say the Democrats are completely lost at this point. They are wandering in the wilderness And they are literally tearing out their own hair and cutting themselves like the Baal priests of old. If you think it through, I mean, they're completely leaderless. They're completely devoid of any substantive issues that resonate with the vast majority of the country. They've lost the effectiveness of their publicity wing of the legacy media, so they can't get the message out, even though the message doesn't resonate with anyone, if it did get out. And on top of all that, they're hemorrhaging membership. That's another key sign that the Democrats are dying. The Republicans are crushing them in voter registrations literally everywhere. We're talking Jersey. We're talking New York. We're talking Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, you name it. Everywhere you look, Republicans are winning the voter war, voter registration war. These are all the signs of a dying social movement. The loss of membership, the loss of leadership, the loss of publicity, the loss of any compelling issues. These are all the signs, the characteristic indicators of a dying social movement. The Democrats are in total disarray. No wonder that totally disillusioned MSNBC anchors are taking some time off.
It's vitally important to keep in mind, with all the current events we are witnessing, that we have won a critical battle against our oppressors and would-be oppressors, the entrenched leftist sellouts and ideologues of our deep or administrative governmental apparatus, the Democratic Party and their sellout rhino, or Republican in name only, partners, and their allied groups and organizations worldwide. That battle was the 2024 election, in which we overcame enough of the massive Democrat and allied vote fraud organization to defeat the political left at the polls. Just barely, in my opinion. And as always, I want to emphasize that I am in no way advocating any violence or illegality in our struggles against our oppressors. But don't fall into, well, as I say, don't fall into our enemy's trap and do something illegal, violent, and just plain stupid that only serves to help the political left and globalists to smear us with the public and help them to turn the public against us. That said, we cannot now go back to sleep and allow these monsters seeking to destroy us to return to power, which they will, if they can. It is absolutely imperative that we patriots who love our constitutional republic of America keep up our peaceful, legal, and political struggles against these monstrously evil would-be slave masters until they no longer have any power over us or the ability to regain it. That's all for another show. As always, we hope you found today's content of interest and value. You can watch and or listen to a podcast of today's show when it's posted shortly here on the Jim Bedsit Show pages at bbsradio.com/The Jim Bedsit Show, and elsewhere on the internet, including x.com at jamesb50309197. Also on rumble.com and Apple Podcasts, and elsewhere on the internet. While you're at it, scroll down on my pages if you visit them at bbsradio.com/The Jim Bedsit Show. And check out our related videos section. Look for us again 2 weeks from today in this same time slot with another episode of our podcast. Have a great rest of your day and evening.